Coffee, hold on. Ow. Oh, another morning where I'm running.
Running. Eight on. Water. Grave.
Hey, how you doing there, pal? Monday morning?
Later in April, inching towards May. And I was thinking over the weekend, and I usually do on a regular basis, about theology. God, I tell you what, those dandelions, you cut those fuckers down, and they come springing right back up, those things. Just like, they're just like the ultimate joker. If there was ever a joker, it's a dandelion. They're like, fuck you. You cut me down, I'm gonna grow back overnight. Like swamp things, arm getting cut off, just grows right back. So, I was thinking about religion, and this is what I was thinking about it. What a complex quagmire religion is. I was watching that special with that movie with Bill Maher the other day, and he doesn't believe in religion. He thinks it's malarkey on many levels, and he's such a smart guy and able and culpable, and I buy it. I buy so many aspects of logic that get skewed with religion. Like, A, huge, big, enormous A, how can you just tell somebody that believes in Hinduism or Buddhism or, you know, the Muslim faith or the Christian faith? Fuck you. You pick the wrong religion. You're not going to get into this idealized afterlife notion. I just can't see that kind of shit makes any sense, or that it would work out like that. It just doesn't seem like it's loving and benign to me. Also, didn't she just get pregnant? Do we have to play this whole game that she didn't have sex? I mean, come on. I mean, or if it's true, it's like the first time it's ever fucking happened. It's like, alright. I don't know. I just get so flabbergasted at the notion of these stories and these parables. It seems so fucking far-fetched, you know? And the corner stone to the building of spirituality and faith is that you just love, and there's so much fucking death and destruction that comes from people that follow this, their religious beliefs, and believe that they need to annihilate somebody else because of the way they feel. It's like the Muslim nation, you know, and us and our Christian ways. It's like, goddamn, man, isn't it enough already? Can we just fucking get over it? Just move on and work on fucking being peaceful? That seemed like kind of an attainable fucking reality. Anyway, I know there's something bigger and more grandiose than I can ever even fucking imagine, but, you know, I get so, my wires get so crossed up thinking about how and what's right and how I should present it to the kids and going to church, and it's like, not in Belton. Fucking church just doesn't even seem like a viable option out here. These people in Belton, man, you know. I know we had to make a decision to come on out here for reasons that were so benign and, or I mean, so genuine, but man, these fucking people in Belton, goddamn. You know, it's one thing to have these fuckers, you know, just being around us, but to have them preaching sermons at us and to read the fucking daily newspaper, the weekly newspaper out here. Never read anything as fucking horrible as their fucking weekly newspaper. It's just shit. And the only reason why we got it was so that we could fucking get Zen's grades in the paper. And that didn't even happen. It's just a big bag of shit. That's all it is. I mean, it's like every week we get it. It's like we guaranteed bag of shit in the fucking mailbox. Anyway,
man, I think that's all I got today. Nothing real major on the news spectrum other than Obama is coming up to his first 100 days, and I see a car in front of me with the bumper stickers firmly attached. Oh, man, we're all so fucking happy that we're done with Bush and we got Obama. And Obama's done a hell of a job. I mean, just really got in there and fucking kicked some ass, worked hard, got some great ideas. Stem cell research has been reinstituted. Torture memos from the Bush administration has been unearthed. A big nationwide alert for high-speed rail. The economy seems to be turning around. Things are starting to go up and up. Stock prices are going up. He's kicked ass. He did what he was wanting to do. He wanted to fucking change shit. He wanted to bring a momentous change to this country, and he's done it. And all I could hope for is that there'd be 4 more years of that after this is all said and done.
I know it's only been 100 days, but man,
oh God, when you get someone fucking as dim-witted as fucking Bush out of the office, it's like being in the hot tub and not wanting to get out, no matter how hot and how dangerous it can be to you. You're like, it feels so good. So fucking good. Ciao, pal.